This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The BOT president calls for a meeting between the education ministry and parents to discuss the findings from an environmental test done at the Leicester Vaughan School. While the DLP wants full disclosure on the tests, a behavioral scientist wants tougher measures in place to deal with gun violence. The opposition party's spokesperson on sports and the sports minister weigh in on Barbados' performance at the Karifta Games, and two top military officials killed in Israeli strikes on Iran's consulate in Syria. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, wants the Ministry of Education to meet with parents of students at the Leicester Vaughan School this week to discuss the results from environmental tests done there. A planned meeting with parents last Thursday was deferred due to online technical difficulties. However, Mr. Lovell tells Starcom Network News the meeting should be held this week and remains hopeful that concerns raised by teachers in a previous meeting will be addressed before the reopening of the school.
The Barbados Union of Teachers is still concerned about the environmental conditions at the Leicester Vaughan Secondary School. Despite the fact that we were invited to two meetings, one meeting with the stakeholders and one meeting with the teachers, we were not invited to the walkthrough, which would have given us a better understanding of what was done at the school. We are also concerned that the ministry has not yet met with parents, and we are hopeful that this meeting can be held this week to give everybody a better understanding as to what's happening at the school. I think that the concerns should be addressed, both the concerns of the parents and the concerns of the teachers, before anything is done.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party's Shadow Minister on Education, Felicia Dujon, is calling for full disclosure from the Ministry of Education on what's happening at the Leicester Vaughan School.
We are hoping that the Ministry of Education comes open with the public domain and share the information that was done and the assessment that was done on the air quality, as well as the recommendations that was done regarding persons that may be hypersensitive to the various types of pollutants within the environment. We are hoping that the Ministry of Education understands that parents are deeply concerned about the health of their children, and as a result will be taking various types of measures to protect the health and safety of their children.
Democratic Labour Party's Shadow Minister on Education, Felicia Dujon. Researcher and behavioural specialist Professor Dwayne Devenish has renewed concerns about the reasons that lead young people to commit violent crimes. The ease of access to firearms is among some of the concerns the University of the West Indies lecturer has raised, and he's repeating calls for stricter measures to be implemented to end the illegal gun trade in Barbados. Professor Devenish was speaking with Starcom Network News in the wake of the latest shooting, which claimed the life of a 32-year-old man in the Pine St. Michael over the weekend.
We still have a significant socioeconomic problem that continues to push a lot of our young people to this life of crime. And with diminished opportunities, legitimate opportunities not on the horizon, young people are in desperation, are going to go more and more towards this type of lifestyle. We also have an increasing access to illicit firearms by many segments of our young people across communities in this island. Again, we need to do a better job in curbing the supply and access to illicit firearms. I'm not sure what we're doing in that regard, but we really need to tighten up that.
He's also calling on the police to strengthen their relationship with at-risk communities.
I think we need all hands on deck. I don't think government can do this alone. This requires community members to come forward to report these incidents. But as you are well aware, many members of the community are disinclined to come forward in fear of reprisal, due to the lack of perceived protection from the police, and even due to the lack of trust in the police. I think the law enforcement agencies have to form stronger community networks in those at-risk communities and to better support community members to incentivize them to report these types of crimes in our society.
researcher and behavioral specialist Professor Dwayne Devenish. The Democratic Labour Party's Shadow Minister for Youth, Sport and Culture, Tyra Trotman, is renewing calls for appropriate sporting facilities to be in place if Barbados wants to see better performances from athletes at regional and international events. While Ms. Trotman hailed the performances of athletes at the just-concluded Karifta Games in Grenada, she tells Starcom Network News more support is needed in order for athletes to excel.
What I could say is that it's evident that we need to support, and when I say we, I mean Barbados as a whole, and of course the government of Barbados needs to put more support behind our homegrown local athletes. With the absence of the national stadium and the absence of that track, we can see the results that has negatively impacted our athletes. Whereas before they could train on a track, they now have to probably train on fields which are not even, and so forth and so on.
However, the sports minister insists that it is more than just a new stadium that's needed to ensure the success of the island's track and field athletes at the regional and international level. Charles Griffith, as he weighed in on Barbados' performance at the Karifta Games, said he was concerned that some individuals were linking the island's low medal count early in the event to the lack of the national stadium. He believes greater focus should be placed on encouraging local athletes.
Yes, everybody is aware that we need to have stadium back, but clearly it is a situation where the stadium is not what is competing in Grenada for us. It is our young people who are competing, and those are the ones that should be celebrated. So I'm just hoping that persons can see that. All of us in Barbados are fully aware that we need a stadium. The stadium will come. But when we have athletes that are representing country, I don't think that we should be skewing negatives in relation to, oh, if we had a stadium. It makes no sense to me, because six other countries on day one, just like us, had 1 point. All of those countries, they have stadiums. So it is a moot point to say that Barbados don't have a stadium, and hence that is the reason why we only had one medal on day one.
Mr. Griffith says coaches will also need to be at the top of their game if Barbados is to reap the desired results going forward. He adds that government remains committed to the nation's success in track and field and will do what it can to assist.
Don't get me wrong, there are a lot of coaches that are doing what they're supposed to, but I'm saying more of our coaches need to be able to now be on the cutting edge of their particular discipline. What is happening, what is working, what is not working for the athletes. And government is prepared to meet them halfway. If we need to bring persons here to do seminars for coaches, then government will do that. Because at the end of the day, there's a common goal, and that is to have our athletes do podium at the international level.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, that is, Charles Griffith. President of the Barbados Association of Professional Engineers, Trevor Brown, has called the government's treatment of the transition away from fossil fuel to renewable energy a knee-jerk approach. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program, Mr. Brown stated that the energy policy adopted by Barbados in 2019, if executed correctly, would be transformational for the country. He raised an issue with the process of execution.
There seemed to be a clear misunderstanding of the complexity of what we are talking about. This idea of transforming the energy grid of Barbados from fossil-based to renewable and sustainable energy is far, far, far more complicated than almost anyone who has been involved in the process seemed to understand. I've been saying, and we've been saying at BAP, this will be the most complicated thing that we have ever done in Barbados. That is what it is. And yet, our complaint at BAP is that as nationally, we have approached it with what I would call a knee-jerk type of decision-making approach.
President of the Barbados Association of Professional Engineers, Trevor Brown. And finally, Israeli airstrikes destroyed the Iranian embassy's consular annex in Damascus yesterday, with a top Revolutionary Guard commander among seven members, the force said, were killed amid worsening trans-regional tensions. Israel said it would not comment on the reported attack, but Iranian officials vowed a stiff response with fears of even further violence between Israel and Iran's allies triggered by the Gaza war. Recapping the headlines. The BOT president calls for a meeting between ministry, the education ministry, and parents to discuss the findings from tests done at Lester Vaughan School, while the DLP wants full disclosure on the environmental tests. A behavioral specialist wants tougher measures in place to deal with gun violence. Opposition party spokesperson on sports and the sports minister weighing on Barbados' performance at the Karifta Games. And two top military officials killed in Israeli strike on Iran's consulate in Syria. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.